profession. Did everybody have a great time yesterday?
Yeah!
We had some phenomenal speakers yesterday. Those of you that were hanging out in the bar afterwards last night got the opportunity to mix and mingle and talk a little bit.
The best part.
So some of it is the best part, right? The networking. After you hear these phenomenal speakers, get you fired up to go out and share with each other what you learned and what you're going to take from it is awesome. It's so good to see you guys here bright and early this morning. You are in for a real treat because our first speaker today exudes love. He is a peaceful warrior. He is a pediatric chiropractor and has been for the last 25 years. He learned from his mentor, Dr. Larry Webster. He got so fired up about being a pediatric chiropractor, he decided to move from New Jersey to Atlanta so that he could teach pediatric chiropractic at Life University. We're so honored to have him not only at Life Vision, but at Life University, where he is inspiring the students to go out and serve their communities and take care of families with a focus on the children so that they can grow up strong, healthy, unsubluxated, and raise great families on their own. Once you see who it is, you're going to know that you love him. He and his wife are probably the most loving couple you've ever seen. Dr. Lisa also works at Life University. It is my honor to welcome Dr. Drew Rubin.
Yes.
Two word sentences.
If you're not, that's not right. And the big problem with that is what might happen, not today, but let's say you keep on thinking that the pediatrician says, oh, it's totally normal. That by the time he's 3 or 4 and he's still not talking, then what do you call it? What do you call a kid who isn't talking? Autistic. That's unacceptable in my office. So when I see this kind of stuff, I see this kid and I see, here's a child who's going towards entropy. And what is my job? Is to stop that entropy, right? I want to stop that entropy in his tracks. And between chiropractic and neurological exercises and dietary changes, we can help change the direction of that kid. So I said to him, I said, I'm so glad he's here. Because even though the pediatrician says this might be normal, it's really not normal. And she looked at me, she said, I know, because all my friends, all their kids are talking, and he isn't, and it's got me really worried. I said, don't worry, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. That's why I do what I do. And then Dr. Christian from the TED video was talking about Newton's first law. And Newton's first law is a body in motion will tend to stay in motion, and a body at rest will tend to stay at rest, unless it's acted upon by a force. So the chiropractic in me says, what do I do, what do we do as a chiropractic adjustment, right? See, what I look at this, let's change this. Let's think about this and change it to chiropractic. Our body in sickness, in dis-ease, will tend to stay in dis-ease. And our body in health will tend to stay in health, right? So taking that, what does a chiropractor do if a body is in sickness or dis-ease and is tended to stay in dis-ease? What is my job is I deliver the outside force, right? I deliver the force, and now we become the entropy fighters and the inertia fighters, right? Because the first law is about inertia. So we are now fighting entropy, we are fighting inertia. That little boy who comes into my office, or the ones that are coming into your office, or even the people coming in with back pain and neck pain and whiplash, they are in inertia, right? They are in entropy. It is our job to get them out of entropy and out of inertia, get them away from sickness, away from disease, away from disorder, into order and health. So I'm watching this going, wow, this is like the greatest chiropractic video ever. And then I think about this, and I say, where is chiropractic in its big history, that's what he calls this, in its big history, where are we headed as a profession? Are we headed towards entropy, or are we headed towards order? And I want to show you this, because this really upsets me. I don't know how many of you have seen this. Dr. Rippon talked about this a while ago, and I started teaching this some of my classes. When I look at something like this, this is Cairo 2025, and there's a company out in California called the Institutes of Alternative Futures, and what they've been doing for the last bunch of years is they make like all these scenarios with different professions. And one profession they chose last year was chiropractic. So they chose, they studied chiropractic, they interviewed, they did statistical analysis, and they came up with this like 25, 30 page report if you want to read it, it's quite interesting. But it came up with 4 scenarios for chiropractic. I don't know if you can read this, but the 4 scenarios are scenario number 1, marginal gains, marginalized fields. Scenario 2, hard times in Civil War. Scenario 3, integration, supply, health issue. Well, this isn't bad. That's not bad. That's not good. And vitalism and value. I like that, right? And what's kind of cool is in that scenario number 4, if you read it, they actually mention Life University. Life University is the, they say, is going to be the health leaders. Right? And the thought leaders in getting chiropractic into the vitalistic philosophy, all because of Dr. Rieckmann and all the work that he's doing, which is fantastic. However, if you look at the bottom part of this slide, you're going to see something. And what it says here is the percent of people using chiropractic in the past 12 months at 2025. Right? This is their prediction. So in 2025, they're saying 7%, 4%, 9%, 8%. So you're telling me that we are either these vital health leaders in one of their best scenarios, or that we are touting vitalism and the leaders in vitalism, and we only got 8% of the people? What? You know what? That blows my mind. And so we're going to do all this work and get all this stuff, yet we're still just going to be at 8%. That doesn't make any sense to me. This is where we need to be, right? You see all the signs out there about tipping point, 18%. This is what we have to think about. Entire kind of tipping point. And who's going to do this tipping? It's us. We. Right, Joe? It's we. We're going to do this tipping. Ain't nobody else doing this tipping. It is up to us, up to me and you, to do the tipping. Which means we have to break out of our comfort zone. We've been talking about this all weekend already. Breaking out of our comfort zone. Because we have to create that scenario number five. I don't like their four scenarios. I think they're wrong. I think we can easily, by calendar 2025, I think easily we can get to 18%. But here's the key. And he was going on, Dr. Krishna was going on, talking about history. And how history is a roadmap. But so many people, in chiropractic especially, will diss history. Now, I'm traveling around with ICPA, and I hear people all the time saying, yeah, in my school, they won't let us even say the word subluxation. They'll kick us out to say the word subluxation. They'll say D.D. Palmer, B.J. Palmer, those guys were like quacks. D.D. Palmer's nothing but a fish peddler, magnetic healer. And I say to them, really? So you're telling me that like every famous person who's ever lived has been involved only in that profession when they came up with their discovery? Really? So there's nobody else you can think of that maybe started in one way and it came out to another way and created some really big waves? Like, give me a break. So history is so important. We need to know three things about our history, is what he was saying. Now he's talking about the universe. I was getting it down to it. Let's say we're all taking a nice road trip from here to Orlando to Disney. So we need to know three things. We need to know three things. We need to know, number one, where are we? We are not now in Atlanta. Number two is, how do we get there? Where are we going? So if we got to take whatever road this is, 95, I think it said, that's what the road we have to take. We have to know, are we on this road right now? And number three is, where we're going. We have to know where we're going. Where are we headed? If we don't know we're headed to Orlando, then how do we know how to get there? So we have to have that goal. So that goal should be the 18% in 2025. That's not where we should stop. But that should be the goal, 18% by 2025. Because there's people out there who'd rather not have that happen. You know, look at this guy from Dynamic Chiropractic. Subluxation. The word has been an anchor around our neck of the profession for too long. It should be cut off and let slowly sink to the bottom of the sea of antiquated health jargon. Are you serious? Chiropractic was built on subluxation. It wasn't built on drugs. Chiropractic was built on subluxation. Chiropractic was built by D.D. Palmer and B.J. Palmer. Don't tell me about this. I mean, last year, I don't know how many of you saw this thing, after some chiropractor supposedly broke a kid's neck in Australia, which turned out not necessarily to be true and accurate. But there was this whole campaign to call for a university to close down Children's Chiropractic Clinic in Melbourne, related to what Macquarie University Chiropractic School. That's absurd to think that there are people out there petitioning because they say chiropractors are dangerous for kids. Really? So what you do as a medical doctor isn't dangerous to kids, but what I do is. Like, I think you got something a little twisted here. You know, and they talk about D.D. Palmer. Oh, D.D. Palmer was just, you know, some quack charlatan. He didn't know what he was talking about. He just came up with some ideas. Well, you know what? He was 120-some-odd years ahead of his time. Let's think about that little phrase that he says right here. Founded on tone. Who's studying that now? The functional neurology people are studying that right now. So don't tell me he's some quack charlatan we should talk about. This guy and his son, B.J. and David, these guys gave us our professions. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. So we can't not talk about it. It's like saying, okay, I think we should stop talking about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. You know, those guys are dead a long time ago, and all that stuff was kind of antiquated. We should talk about Declaration of Independence, who can't wear a dress. Stop. Right? This is history. Now let's talk about some more history. I don't know about you guys, but these guys are my heroes. I used to go to DE, every single DE for years and years. Dr. Sid, I sat at his feet, he changed my life. I owe everything entirely I can to that man. Dr. Dick Santo, another unbelievable speaker that many of you are unaware of, but he was fantastic and he changed my life. He sat down with me in New Jersey and he slapped me upside the head and he told me how to do chiropractic the way he should. And Dr. Jim Sigafoos, who passed recently, he was another one of my heroes who taught us so many things. So you're telling me we should ignore our history? You're telling me we should ignore people like this? That if these three people were not here, where would chiropractic be? If Dr. Sid did not exist, where would Life University be? It wouldn't be. So we have to honor our history. And that's what this whole thing taught me. So I came up with chiropractic's own big history. Now I'm not going to go into it because I'm running out of time. I'm not going to go into it, but this is, to me, the chiropractic big mystery. And we are here right now. Life Vision began a year ago last year, right in this very place. So we are right now at the very cusp of everything that we're doing. But what's so important is that we can't let it just stop in this room. We can't let it just stop in this room. It's got to get bigger. We got to get bigger. We got to bring more people. We got to bring more people. Think about it. We are here at 7, 8, 9%. Coca-Cola is like at 40, 50, 60%. Coca-Cola's just sugar water. Coca-Cola, how could the sugar water be feeding us out when we got something that could save the planet, right? So I don't quite understand this at all. So we got to get to this 80%. You know, Coca-Cola and chiropractic were born around the same time in the 1800s, late 1800s. We have to be so much better than that. We got to be so much better than that. But what can we do, right? It's because we got to get involved. All of us have to get involved. This isn't just about me. This is about you, each and every one of us, taking the battle, taking the heat. We have to do this. Because that 18%, that's the tipping point. That's what we got to aim for. Each and every one of us. It's not just me. It's not Life University. It's everybody. You got to tell people, you got to fill this room. We got to fill Life University. We got to fill chiropractic offices with people to understand this philosophy. Because there's nothing else. There's nothing else I think is going to save the planet except for what we got. There's nothing else. And I don't know about you, but I want to make big history. I want to make big history. I want to see chiropractic make big history. I want to see Life University make big history, and Life Vision make big history, and each and every one of you make big history. Because you know what, right now, I am recruiting you. All right? I am like Uncle Sam, but you call me Uncle Drew. And Uncle Drew is recruiting you. I'm recruiting you. I'm recruiting you to join our vision, to join our mission, to join our purpose. Because there's nothing else. There is nothing else. That's why every time I see something, it's about chiropractic. Because what else is there? We have to do this. We are the only people. We're the only people who can save the kids. The kids are dying out there. The kids are sick out there. There's more neurodevelopmental problems than I've ever seen before. We have to stop this. We are the ones. We're the only ones who can stop this. We are the only ones. Because right now, we got to storm the beaches. We got to storm the beaches. I am General Rubin, and we are storming the beaches. We got to storm the beaches because they're fighting us. They're fighting us. The lasers are going, and we're just getting shot at. But we got to keep up. We're in this big amphibious craft. Here's three. We got three amphibious craft. There's one here, and we got three different generals in each one. And we got that thing's gonna go down. That rent's gonna go down. And we can't say, well, you know, I don't want to do it today. You know, this really isn't a good day. I'm a little embarrassed because I don't want to. You know, maybe this isn't the right thing. You know, should I practice a little bit more? You don't have any choice, right? Do you understand that? That's where we're at. There is no more choice. There's not like, well, we'll do it later. We gotta play to win. We don't play to, I'll think about it later. We gotta play to win. This is right now. Right now. We're storming the beaches. We're going up onto the sand. We're gonna be shot at. We're gonna be throwing things at. Grenades, bazookas, airplanes. We're just gonna have to duck and weave. And we must win.
Yes.
We must win. We have to tell you the next step after we get 18%. The next step after you get 18% is this. Everybody gets chiropractic. Everybody, not just 18%. Yeah, I'm not satisfied with 18%. Almost everybody's got some sort of stupid iPhone, Samsung, Galaxy, whatever. And where is that really taking us except for a bunch of maniacs sitting like this all day long, right? We need to go way past 18% so that everybody gets chiropractic. Are you ready to storm the beaches?
Yes!
Some of you were at last night, some of you will be out with us tonight. that a chiropractor spoke to this student and her family, and they made the decision right then and there that she should do her undergraduate work here so that she could start getting into chiropractic sooner and be dipped in the principal. And Dr. Lee told me that they were talking about me. And I remember the student, and what I realized is it was a team of us that got that student to this point. It was someone who took the time to refer that student to the school. It was the doctors that are not here this morning that were out there facilitating on the ROPES course, working with that student. It was the recruiters who were there to answer any questions. It was Dr. Riedman who gave the presentation and got the students fired up about a life in chiropractic. It was the speaker on the Friday night, which was Dr. Plaster last time, who really got those students to understand that they could live this life and that they could change the lives of millions of people around them. And as a team, that one life was impacted. You all are part of this team, impacting the lives of your patients and prospective students who will then get out to be chiropractors like us and impact the rest of the world. Our next speaker has been doing just that. In 2012, he traveled to London for the Olympics as part of the chiropractic team for USA Wrestling. He originally practiced in